For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A bitter-sounding Democrat, Stacey Abrams, ends her run for governor in Georgia.
This is not a speech of concession, because concession means to acknowledge an action is right, true, or proper. As a woman of conscience and faith, I cannot concede that. But my assessment is the law currently allows no further viable remedy.
Abrams had been hoping for a December 4th runoff against Republican Brian Kemp to become the nation's first female black governor. The hand recount in Florida continues in the Senate race between Bill Nelson and Rick Scott. The race is apparently over for Florida governor, with Republican Ron DeSantis able to avoid a hand recount. President Trump setting up rules and regulations for how White House press should act now that a judge has ordered CNN journalist Jim Acosta's press pass be reinstated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
North Korea has announced the test of a newly developed and ultra-modern weapon. Very few details about the weapon have been revealed amid faltering nuclear disarmament negotiations with the U.S. It's the latest sign that Pyongyang is prepared for a more militaristic relationship with Washington if talks continue to go poorly. Fire authorities say it's hard to get a handle on the exact number of missing in the aftermath of Northern California's deadly wildfire. More than 600 people are unaccounted for in the path of the campfire. President Trump says he's completed his written answers for the federal investigation into alleged Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
I haven't submitted them yet. I just finished them. As you know, I've been a little bit busy. We've been in Europe. We've been working on various deals. We just finished the USMCA. We've done a lot of work in the last period of time.
But the president says it was very easy to answer the questions from Special Counsel Robert Mueller as part of that federal probe into possible collusion between his 2016 campaign team and Russia. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some church leaders in Illinois are calling for the firing of the Midlothian police officer who shot and killed Jamel Roberson, a 26-year-old security guard who was attempting to apprehend an individual that fired shots at the establishment where he worked. Pastor Leandra Hill.
We want Jamel to be remembered for the joy that he was, the gifted musician that he was, the security officer that he was, serving Jamel, saved lives that night, only to lose his life senselessly. So we want answers. We want results.
Roberson was working security at a bar in Robbins, Illinois, early Sunday when the gunman opened fire inside the bar. He apprehended the gunman outside the bar, pinned him down, and was waiting for police. When a responding officer from the neighboring town of Midlothian arrived, ordered Roberson to drop his gun, then shot and killed him. Local pastors call Roberson a national hero. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi met with prominent Democratic critics, including Ohio Congresswoman Marsha Fudge, who's considering running for House Speaker. Fudge spoke with reporters after the meeting.
Sometimes you just need a different voice. Sometimes you just need a different kind of a vision. But I want to be clear that I have not said anything negative about Nancy because I think she's a very, very good leader.
With Democrats recapturing the House majority in the midterms, Pelosi has consistently positioned herself to be the next House Speaker, a position she held from 2007 to 2011. President Trump is awarding seven people the Presidential Medal of Freedom, including the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis Presley. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.